University of Wyoming football coach Craig Bohl has been a winner at a number of places. While an assistant coach at Nebraska, the Cornhuskers won two national championships, and his last three teams at North Dakota State won the last three football championship subdivision national championships. He is taking over a Wyoming team that has struggled with consistency in recent years, especially on defense. Bohl is friendly, but businesslike. Unlike most football coaches, he wears a jacket and a tie to work. He says the transition to Wyoming has been a good one.
You know what? As a young boy, our family used to vacation out here. And my father was stationed at the Air Force Base over in Cheyenne. And so I had somewhat of a familiarity with our state. And the other thing that made this transition probably as smooth as what it could be was, you know, the states of Nebraska and North Dakota and Wyoming, while there are some differences, there's probably more similarities than differences. And I've had a chance to travel our state, and boy, what a great state that we have here.
It's the honeymoon period, certainly, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, you know what, and I'm very realistic in that. You know, football coaches, we live in dog years. And while we're representing our school, and it's so important that our players matriculate through and develop into men as they come through, we're also very aware of the fact that, you know what, the demands of a college football coach are high. And our performance on the field is important. And so how long this honeymoon period lasts, I certainly don't know. We've enjoyed it. I've enjoyed it. But we also realize, you know what, the rubber's going to meet the road. We've got to put a good product on the field. And I think our fans in our state will see that.
Explain to folks who maybe are just casually following this, you know, what's your philosophy, what you think you're going to be bringing to Wyoming?
Well, I think anytime you have a successful college football team, the number one criteria is to know who you are. Understand the fabric and the nature of the people in our state. Because that football team, if it's going to be successful, has to marry up with the type of people we have in our state. And the one thing that I have found about, you know, the citizens in our state, we're resourceful, we're resilient. People are honest. They don't want somebody that's going to come in and overpromise and underdeliver. Just look them straight in the eye and tell them who you are, what you're about, and where you're going. I recognize that we're representing a university that's a national land-grant institution, a doctoral institution. We're not a comprehensive institution. And then also, along with that, we're in a great conference. The Mountain West Conference is comprised of some great institutions. It's very competitive. But as I walk out onto our field and I see all the historic bowl games and the teams that we've had here, for us to return Cowboy football back to national prominence is going to be something important for the citizens in our state.
You've obviously been looking at the history of the team and noticed there's been fits and starts over the last several years. Is there a way to turn the corner? I imagine you think the answer is yes, and how do you do that?
Well, you know what, we wouldn't have come here if we didn't feel a firm conviction that there's a great chance for success. You know what, I think a lot of it is having some consistency. We've got an experienced coaching staff. There's a sound philosophy that we believe is going to work here. A lot of it starts into recruiting and changing the culture within our football team. We appreciate our players right now. They bought in to, you know, our style of football that we're going to reintroduce. But if you look historically, when Wyoming has been successful, they've been able to be cowboy tough. And that's something that may be something easy to say, and that's a process that you go through to develop that culture. But football is a physical game. It's a team game, and it involves an awful lot of different elements. And to be able to go in and say, okay, what is cowboy tough football? We believe we have the formula, and our fans will see it. Now, it's going to be a process. You'll see a difference this fall. But as we develop our program through the years, you will see a different element and a different type of team that's out there.
One of the things that you're bringing to the team is a focus, starting with defense and the lines and that sort of thing. Could you talk a little bit about what you're doing?
Well, you know what, I appreciate you bringing that up because as our fans and our listeners that are out there, they'll look and they'll see college football and you see all the the big plays and the touchdowns and things of that. But to really make this system go, you've got to be strong in the lines of scrimmage. And that's a tough place to start. And it's a man's game played by men up front. And so the defense is really important. Quite frankly, there's more teams that lose on Saturday than win. And to the listeners who are out there, they're probably scratching your head saying, what did the coach just say there? Well, the facts is, offense sells tickets and defense wins championships, and we're going to reestablish and play great defense here.
More of a running game out of Wyoming than maybe we've seen in the past.
Well, that's certainly true. We're going to leverage that, and we'll be a run-first football team. That's going to take a little time to develop. A lot of that comes into being able to control the line of scrimmage. Some of the things is you take the elements of wind and snow and rain. All those things go out the window if you can run the football and control the football. Late in the fourth quarter, you always see the most physical dominant team typically wins, and that's going to be part of our formula.
Well, you had some bad luck when you came here. You lost your starting quarterback and a very good backup quarterback, and so you've been retooling. You've looked at the quarterbacks this spring. I mean, that's one thing everybody wants to ask you about. How does it look?
Well, we're a work in progress there. I think if you just – any learned college football fan will say if you're down to your third-string quarterback right away, you've got some challenges, and we appreciate the efforts of our quarterbacks. I think it's going to be important that we put them in position to be successful, not ask them to do the things like Peyton Manning, but play within themselves. And that comes down to leveraging the strengths that we have within our football team, talking about our defense, talking about our running game, to where that quarterback is not in position where he has to make a play every single down.
Could you tell me a little bit about the spring? You had a chance to finally look at the team and assess them. I remember talking with Paul Roach many years ago, and he said, well, there might be a glimmer of hope, Bob, but I'm not so sure after the spring. I'm wondering what you think.
You know what? It exceeded my expectations and our expectations as a staff. The first thing that everybody asked me, what have you liked most about Wyoming? And I say the attitude of our players. They're young men who really want to be good. We got to show them how to be good. I think within our football team, you know what, we've got maybe more talented running backs than what I had anticipated. Our lines of scrimmage, particularly on the defensive lines, a little bit stronger. And so, and I think we've got a solid kicking game.
Coach Craig Bohl, a pleasure. Thank you.
You bet. Thanks.
The Cowboys open their season on August 30th against Montana in Laramie.